Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. On today's show, we are opening the lines to find out what you want to hear on this show during these unprecedented times. You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org with your show and guest ideas. House Republicans recently voted to defund public media. We're going to be talking about that on Friday. Misinformation is rampant, and the Trump administration is detaining and deporting immigrants without giving them due process. The administration is also dismantling government agencies, firing workers, and ending grants affecting everything from environmental justice to cancer research. And then there's international issues. The Guardian's Joseph Guédion reports that Trump promised to be a peacemaker. Instead, he's managing multiple wars while his diplomatic initiatives collapse in real time. From Gaza to Ukraine to Iran, the world appears more volatile and dangerous than when he took his oath 5 months ago. Reuters reports that Israeli gunfire and strikes killed at least 140 people across Gaza in the past 24 hours, as some Palestinians said their plight was being forgotten as attention has shifted to the air war between Israel and Iran. Israel's military assault has killed nearly 55,600 Palestinians, displaced almost all the territory's residents, and caused a severe hunger crisis. So how do you want us to cover what is happening in California, Washington, D.C., and overseas? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255 or email yourcall@kalw.org with your show and guest ideas. And we've done a lot of shows about how the media landscape has drastically changed even over the past couple of years. So I would also love to find out how your media diet has changed. Are you finding that you're going to sources that are brand new, that you've never heard of before? How do you interact with media, given that there are so many choices now? And we'd love to hear from you, given that we do have an hour on this show to really go deeper. We often bring on maybe 1 to 3 guests to talk about one issue. Sometimes we switch it up and we'll do 2 topics depending on what's happening. We'd love to find out if you'd like us to bring on politicians, maybe some new politicians, anything you'd like us to discuss, what's going on in your communities. There's so much happening. And just like you, we're having a hard time keeping up with everything. And when we have our editorial meetings, we say, all right, what should get covered? What can we add to the conversation? If this is getting a lot of attention, it might not deserve more attention because we can't add anything. So how would you like us to cover these unprecedented times? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. And before we take calls, I want to spend just a couple of minutes to thank you for allowing me to process the loss of my dad on these shows. As so many of you know, my dad was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of prostate cancer last May, and I took time off to care for him after he got that diagnosis. He was on hospice for 5 weeks at the end of the year, and I took those 5 weeks off to move in with him and take care of him. And then when we lost him in early January, I took more time off to process his loss. And I thought long and hard about this. How do I go back on the air? What do I talk about? I can't just pretend that I did not go through this just devastating loss. My dad was only 74. This came as a shock to us. And he was so full of life. And I decided that I couldn't just cover politics as usual. And I thought, I've just got to talk about what I'm dealing with. So we did a lot of shows about grief, death and dying, caregiving, cancer, chronic disease, and health. And I have to say, I just looking back on those shows, I was just so touched by the response. So many of you shared your stories of grief, shared your stories of loss. And it was so beautiful. It was hard, but it was so beautiful. And I think it speaks to the fact that we just don't talk enough about these issues. We're all going through something. We all know someone who's struggling. We have all been caregivers or we're caregiving. And so I just want to say thank you because it was really healing. And it brought a lot out. It brought out the fact that we just need to talk more about these issues. So we're going to continue to do stories about health, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about that series and what you would like us to continue to do. I learned so much about cancer going through this with my dad. When you look at the numbers, more people are living with cancer because of breakthroughs. Unfortunately, we need so much more research when it comes to my dad's cancer. In fact, Biden has a very similar cancer to my dad. My dad's cancer also spread to his bones so quickly. And tragically, the Trump administration has already cut cancer research by 30%. This is just in the first 3 months, and I want to get updated numbers. So I'd love to find out how you'd like us to continue talking about things like grief, death and dying, putting your end of life affairs in order. I didn't know anything about this, and now I know a lot about it. Cancer, chronic disease, and health. How would you like us to continue to cover those issues? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We already have a number of emails, thank you so much, and a few callers on the line. So let's hear from TC in San Francisco. Hi, TC. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose. You know, it's so good to have you back. I've called before, you know, expressing, you know, my sadness about your father and shared my own story. And I'm so glad that a lot of your fan base was able to be there for you. And that we somehow, I don't know if we ever, you know, can help you get over the loss of your father. You know, you only have one mother and one father, you know, and once they're gone, that's it. There's no replacement. But I'm glad that we were there, you know, for you, got you through that, and as much as we could and can. And it's really good to have you back because we missed you too.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, I know. Thank I know you. How difficult that is, you know, juggling that between your family and us. And I just want to say that it's just good to have you back. It's good to have you back on the job and dealing with a lot of still pressing issues. And I'm sure even issues that may have even concerned your father before his passing. Mm-hmm. I want to make a suggestion of having a guest on your show that I think that can deal with a lot of what's going on today politically and socially. I think I mentioned it before the last time, and I don't know if you have had her already on your show. And the person that I would like you to have on the show, and I think that could bring a lot of light to this situation, you know, historically to now, would be Carol Anderson.
Yes, we have had her on the show, but it's been a while.
Have her back again and hear her thoughts. Yeah. I don't know how, you know, long that it's been, but I'd love to hear her thoughts. And I think that they would be very informative and enlightening, you know, since you had her on the show the last time and to where we are today now. So that was my suggestion as a guest. My other thing that I would like you to talk about is continuing to deal with mental health issues, how this whole situation just in 5 months, and not even in 5 months, but from the time that this president was in 8 years ago to now, and how it just has affected and continues to affect our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual health. You know, so I'd love to have more shows on, you know, these kinds of things and trauma and stress and what they do, you know, to a whole country, you know, pro and con, you know, and what can we do? You know, what do we need to do, you know, to balance that good and that not so good? You know, how do we deal with that? Put that in some kind of a perspective. And then I think the last thing, I'd like to hear more about cancer, mm-hmm. you know, considering, you know, we're going through hearing all of this, you know, prostate cancer with your father, prostate cancer with Joe. And I'd just like to even hear more, not only on women's health, but even more on men's health, mm-hmm. you know, and in that way of cancer.
These are great suggestions, TC, and thank you so much for your kind words. Can I ask you, because I often wonder, for those of us who are political junkies, how are you doing right now? How are you balancing all of this?
Thank you for asking, Rose. And it's Casey, you know.
Oh, Casey, I'm sorry.
Yes, Casey. I'm doing fine. You know, as good as to be expected. Thank you so much for asking. I really appreciate that. You know, I was up, you know, practically all last night, you know, and I do this, you know, trying to keep abreast of what's happening, you know, not only here in San Francisco, over the country, you know, and I'm just jumping from, you know, one station to another. You know, I go to C-SPAN, then I go to NHK in Japan, then I go to Chinese News, and just trying to see, you know, where the United States is, what we're doing, what we're not doing, what other places, spaces are doing, and how, you know, we are doing it good, better, and how we measure up against these other individuals in other places. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, I know I shouldn't do that, you know, like just stay up and then try to travel the world, you know, in a matter of overnight,
right.
You know, but I'm doing okay. You know, I'm keeping it together, you know, and I had made a pact with myself, you know, that when Trump got back in office, you know, I wasn't going to be gouged with him so much, you know, because I knew that there was nothing with him that was going to change, Rose.
Mm.
You know, a tiger doesn't necessarily change their stripes overnight. So I knew him coming back and then coming back with the same agenda, you know, immigration, pointing the fingers, you know, that it's those people, you know, and I, you know, just kind of like, not this time.
Mm.
You know, so I turn on the news. I listen to what's going on, but I try not to be saturated with him, you know, because it takes too much, you know, mentally, emotionally, you know,
well,
and the last time, you know, it just upsets you, you know.
I hear you. I love your idea around mental health issues and stress, because there's so much new research out about how stress affects the body. And there's a new book out, actually. I've been listening to this doctor talk about how some stress is actually good because it builds up your resilience. So I might invite her on, because I know a lot of people are having a hard time dealing with all of this news and trying to keep up. So thank you so much, Casey. I love your ideas about Professor Carol Anderson. We will definitely invite her on. That's a fantastic idea. We'll do a lot
thank
more
you.
Shows about mental health and about cancer. And thank you again so much for your kind words. I'm sending you a virtual hug.
Okay. And hug you back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you so
okay.
much. And if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to share some thoughts about what you'd like us to cover in the months to come, and if you'd like to also just talk about how you're doing right now, because there's so much going on and it's hard to keep up, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We like doing these shows every 6 months or so, just to get a sense of where you're at. So much of the media, you kind of feel like it's a one-way street, but we believe that it's a two-way street. We love to take your ideas, and that's why we open the lines, just to find out where you're at, what you want from this show, how you're doing right now. Are you listening to the news as much as you used to? Are you pulling back? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. Let's go next to Stephen in San Francisco. Hi, Stephen. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I'm very much interested in hearing about the politics and the complexity and the religious issues in Israel. But the problem we have is we are always talking about the extremists in Israel, like Netanyahu, who's the present prime minister, but we never hear about the moderates in Israel. I have so many friends who are Israelis, and they're moderates. but their voice is hardly ever heard because we only hear about the extremists. And we need to know much more about the politics that are going on in Israel and why the moderates are really not opposing or effectively opposing the extremists. And these are apocalyptic religious extremists of the Jewish variety, not dissimilar from the same type we hear in America of the apocalyptic Christian. They have an end of the world philosophy that really is affecting the government of Israel right now. And I'd love to hear some experts on the subject discussing this and how this, you know, can lead to a dangerous political situation as we're seeing right now with this war with Iran. I need to know much more about the politics of the situation that's driving this, the internal politics. Can you bring on some experts who can really lay out the story for us?
This is a great idea, Stephen. Thank you. And now that I'm back to covering politics, we're definitely going to do more international shows. I actually wanted to do a number of shows about what's going on in Israel and Gaza. We just haven't covered it enough. So yes, thank you for that idea. And if you have any guest ideas, please email us yourcall@kalw.org. Thank you, Stephen. And if you have any guest ideas or you'd like to share how you would like us to cover what's going on overseas, Israel, Palestine, Iran, what is going on there with Trump's saber rattling, how you'd like us to cover this, you can give us a call. And then Ukraine. I mean, we haven't done a show about Ukraine in a long time either. There's just in Sudan, there's so much happening overseas. You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. Bill in Santa Cruz could not stay on the line, but he wanted us to do some shows about addiction. I'd love to know what kind of addiction, Bill, because we've been doing some shows about food addiction. I think this is such an important topic. And when we did that show, so many people wrote in and wanted us to do more shows about GLP-1. A family member just went on GLP-1, and I've been listening to a couple podcasts from doctors who say that this is actually going to be a game changer, because there's just a lot of issues around addiction and weight. And these issues are really intense and deep. And GLP-1 is really going to transforming people's lives. So that's something. And then I'm not sure if you're talking about maybe alcohol addiction or drug addiction, but please send us an email and we definitely will do more shows about that. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to Tina in Oakland. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rose. I just wanted to echo everything that Casey had said to you. It is really great to have you back. And all those shows that you did were hugely important and actually a great relief. if cancer comes as a great relief.
Oh, right.
Much of the news is out now. You were succeeding in doing that and giving people an outlet for some of the everyday realities that we face swimming in the carcinogens that the people in power put in front of us unregulated. At any rate, what I'd love for you to do along those lines is have a group on your show who's local. They're called FADME, and it's Families Advocating for the Seriously Mentally Ill. They're a group that is nonprofit. And they are a consortium of not only family members, but psychiatrists and social workers who go to legislative meetings, meet with each other, talk about the laws, advocate in front of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors and other areas, as well as consult with each other as family members in dealing with the crisis of having a severely mentally ill family member. Now, what severely mentally ill means is things like paranoid schizophrenia, severe mental addiction, bipolar, things that are incorporate medications, psychiatric hospitalizations, and not just, you know, self-care, therapy, things that most of us have to go through and just coping with 21st century reality. This is more of some of the things that we see people having to deal with out on the streets, for instance, and severe addiction, and it becomes very visible. And we put a lot, we say we put a lot of money towards these things, but what FASME does is that they investigate where this money goes, and they try to advocate for laws to be passed. They don't have a book out. They don't have any of those things to plug, but I think it would be interesting to have a conversation that's realistic, that's in-depth about what the realities are facing psychiatrists, facing psychiatry, facing people who live on the street, and facing the families who are actually mostly supporting their family members who are suffering from disease.
This is another great idea, and I've never heard of this organization, so thank you so much. Families advocating for the seriously mentally ill. This
Correct.
Is such an important one, because so many people are just out there suffering on a regular basis. We've all seen it in the Bay Area, Correct. And people wonder, why is this happening? What can we do about this?
That's so, right, and it's getting worse because there's no available affordable housing. We don't have right. adult residential facilities. We don't have the programs that we think we do, and we have a population that throws out this thing of, well, they don't really want help, when actually there's a thing called anosognosia that is sort of like when you don't have insight to your condition, like when you have a stroke or, say, you know, like a phantom limb sort of thing. That's 50% of people who suffer schizophrenia have no idea that they're really ill.
Wow. Well, even that needs more attention. Just to let people know. Right. What are people dealing with? Yes. Well, thank you so much, Tina. We will definitely do so many more shows about the mental illness crisis in this country. And this sounds like an organization that we definitely need to invite on. So thank you so much for calling. On today's Your Call, we are opening the lines to find out what you'd like to hear on the show. With so much going on during these unprecedented times, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. We've got a lot of emails coming in. Irene writes, please cover the threat to people who have Medicare and Medicaid. The Republican budget bill takes away Medicaid. In California, Medicaid is called Medi-Cal. Not only will people lose their secondary insurance, but if they are IHSS recipients, they will lose their AIDS because Medi-Cal funds IHSS. Well, thank you for this. This is on our list. We're definitely going to do shows about this. I'll just read a couple headlines in case, again, because it's so hard to keep up. Here's one from Politico just yesterday. Hospitals stunned by Senate GOP's Medicaid plan. Republicans want to curtail taxes states have imposed to increase payments to hospitals. So there's that one. California senators demand Trump immigration officials stop using Medicaid data. The Trump administration is using data to provide deportation officials with personal data, including immigration status. And then here's one from the New York Times. The Senate Republicans want billions more in Medicaid cuts, pinching states and infuriating hospitals. Medicaid keeps getting more popular, according to NPR, as Republicans aim to cut it by $800 billion. So we will definitely do shows about this, because this affects so many people's lives. So thank you for that email, Irene. You can email us, yourcall@kalw.org. And before we go to break, we've got Bill back from Santa Cruz. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Rosa. I just want to thank you for your great series. I listened to all of it. It was fabulous. This is one of my favorite shows, your show. And
oh,
then when you,
you
went on your, about all the cancer things, we all need to listen and pay attention and process. So I thank you.
Thank you.
I called in this time. your screener asked me one word, addiction. Well, my focus is the dumbing down of America, which has to do with the addiction to so-called social media. Oh, look, Taylor Swift has a new 5 pounds of lipstick on. Oh, look at this guy. He just fell off. We're so addicted, we're dumbed down. And Paul Fussell, a university professor, an infantryman in World War II, gave us the phrase dumbing down of America. And this has way intensified with computers, but especially with the so-called social media, because I get 3 swipes in my hand, in the palm, little device, and I get all these cool, exciting things, and I just jump around, and I don't pay attention to the real world. I don't process it, and I'm disconnected. Everything is just an abstraction. Mm-hmm. And that's, I would like a show on so-called social media and its addiction, the dopamine addiction, the inattention to reality, and self-focus.
You know, this is so important. I mean, to think about reality TV and then social media. David K. Johnston was on our show a couple days ago. He's an incredible Pulitzer Prize winning investigative journalist. And he said we have to have conversations about the fact that so many adults have low literacy skills in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's happening and why is that the fact? I'm looking at APM research right now. 130 million American adults have low literacy skills.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. And what I reflect on it is, it's been all, if we're an overworked society, that'd be it. But people come home at the end of their work day and they plop down with a beer or whatever, shut the kids up, get dinner, watch TV, and then it's just getting ready for the next day. And no going out and enjoying life, enjoying nature, and finding out the real world. There are other people on this planet, 8 billion of us plus now. And that saddens me that everything's an abstraction to us. Again, the dopamine addiction with one screen or another, and then the abstracting everything far away. Oh, 12 people in Somalia got run over by a tractor. On and on these examples go, and we become callous and indifferent. I really like some of your callers today. So,
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the call, Bill. And there's so many layers to this because so many people in this country are working multiple jobs. And so you can't blame someone for coming home and saying, I'm so tired, just put on something. That's how people relax. So there's so many layers to all of this. I also really want to do shows now that it's summer. I want to have some teachers on the show just to find out how things have changed in the classroom and how social media has affected children's ability to really pay attention. Their attention span is shrinking. I mean, I'm hearing this from a lot of teachers at all levels that I know. So if you're a teacher out there and you'd like to talk about what you're seeing in the classroom and what has changed over the years, please email us. We'd love to have you on. Your call at kalw.org. And if you'd like to weigh in and share with us what you'd like us to cover in the months to come, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this. This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. If you are in the Bay Area, we are putting together 2 caregiving events, and we'd love to see you there. Join us this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our 220 Montgomery space in San Francisco. We're going to have a number of really incredible caregiving organizations there talking about the services that they provide. And then I'm going to be sharing my caregiving experience with a few others at 1 p.m. There's going to be also some treats there. We're going to just be having a really nice day to acknowledge caregivers and talking about what we can do to care for caregivers this Saturday from 11 to 3 at our 220 Montgomery space in San Francisco. And then on July 9th at 6 p.m., we're going to have a special live Your Call broadcast at San Francisco's main public library. Actually, if you can get there at 5:30, that'd be great. July 9th at 5:30. a special live Your Call broadcast at San Francisco's main public library. Join us this Saturday from 11 to 3 at 220 Montgomery in San Francisco, and on July 9th at 5:30 at San Francisco's main public library for a special Your Call show. And you can find more information about these shows at kalw.org and then click on events. And if you'd like to join today's show, we are opening the lines to find out what you would like us to cover in the months to come. You can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. Let's hear from Greg in Palo Alto. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks. A couple of issues. One, this, your show and other stations, public media, have not covered the issue of disability in any real depth. And I think it's really a tragedy because, you know, disability is not just curb cuts and getting into buildings. I have had just disastrous experiences trying to deal with local government at the state level, and businesses, et cetera, around the whole issue of disability and what they call reasonable accommodations. And I really think, by the way, people don't realize it. People with disabilities in this country are the biggest minority in the country. There's between 40 and 60 million people in this country who have a disability. So I'd like to hear more on that. I like the issue of health coverage. I'd like to hear something on heart disease, because that's still the number one killer, I think, in the United States, and it just gets ignored. And lastly, I think that our politicians in Sacramento have just let the people down in this state badly. So I'd like to see you bring on Cal Matters more frequently, mm-hmm. and even invite the politicians, and if they don't want to come on, then just have somebody who's going to be able to go through their record and figure out why the hell they're voting the way they are and why things aren't better in this state than they are. Hmm.
These are great ideas, Greg. Thank you so much. And you actually reminded me of a piece I read in CalMatters last month. So thank you for this. There's so much going on that even we forget what we read a couple days ago. So Ryan Sabalow and Hans Poshman wrote this great piece. They drove for hours to speak in the Capitol. California lawmakers cut them off. And I'll read just a bit from this piece to give you a sense of what's going on. Landon Morrison, a recovering addict, wanted to tell California lawmakers why they should support legislation he believes will hold troubled drug and alcohol treatment centers accountable. He was told he would get 2 minutes to speak, so he spent hours writing and rehearsing what he wanted to say. But after getting on the road at 4 a.m. for the six-hour drive to Sacramento from Los Angeles County, Morrison didn't get to say a single word because previous speakers talked for too long. The committee's Democratic chairperson, Senator Caroline Menjivar of Van Nuys, ended testimony in support of the bill after 5 minutes. Morrison said, "In a way, this articulated the stigma of addiction. I'm at the bottom of the line. It was just disheartening." And there's so many more examples of this, that people drove to Sacramento from all over the state and spent so much time putting their five-minute speech together, and they weren't able to say it. It happened to Albert Tittman, a Native American from Sacramento. He wanted to talk about why they should oppose a cannabis tax bill that he thinks would harm disadvantaged tribal communities, but he wasn't able to speak. So we will definitely talk more about what's going on in Sacramento. That's another question I wanted to ask everyone. What are your thoughts on how you want us to cover government in California and Sacramento? So much is going on. We did a show about Governor Newsom's recent budget cut requests. So how would you like us to also cover state issues? Thank you so much, Greg, for calling in. And we will definitely do more shows about people with disabilities. Let's go to Peter in Florida. Hi, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Now we're talking. Because what I said to the screener is basically, what would be great if you could have a forum, just like kind of like a pro and con. Or remember, like in school, it's like you'd have a debate. Okay, here's the issue, pro, con. And you could just have different listeners take either the pro or the con stance. okay, on any issue. Because what happens is everyone talks about the Americans with Disabilities Act, and everyone, well, that's a good thing. It's like they get a halo over their head. But it's like, where's the voice that says, no, I hate the Americans with Disabilities Act? Is it not out there? What is this? You know, it's almost like Orwellian to me, because I hate the Americans with Disabilities Act, but I got no one to say to. You had the previous speaker. Let him debate me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to be serious, though, what issues would you like to debate? I mean, that's a civil rights law. Out of respect for people with disabilities, you know, we could talk about the way forward, but when we're talking about debate, though, on a serious note, what issues would you like us to debate?
What issue would I like you to debate? Well, like I've talked to you about, food, environment, or even we're on the verge. They have nuclear weapons too. Mm. You said saber rattling. That's such an antique expression. We got nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
We got nuclear bombs. We're rattling nuclear bombs.
I know. It's so true.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
Like, can we get past this? I mean, you know what I mean? I feel like Etch-a-Sketch. You know, remember that? Did you have an Etch-a-Sketch growing up?
Yeah.
It's a game, whatever. You paint a picture. It's like, we need to start fresh.
You know, you're so true. And I just searched nuclear weapons. The Guardian had a piece yesterday. China stockpiling nuclear warheads at fastest rate globally, according to new research. There's another one. AP, these countries have nuclear weapons or are believed to have them. 9 countries either say they have nuclear weapons or are believed to possess them. I mean, people have been fighting this issue for decades. And here we are again. So you make a great point, Peter. We need to do a show, unfortunately, about nuclear weapons. And then to Peter's point about debate, what issues would you like us to debate, to bring on different people to debate? You can give us a call or you can email your call at kalw.org. We don't want to have manufactured debates. That's so easy. Where you bring on someone, people yell, the lines are full, but no one really learned anything. So we don't like manufactured debate. But there are good debates that we could have, and we'd love to hear your thoughts about the good debates where we actually walk away feeling like we learned something. You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can email your call at kalw.org. I want to read a few emails because we're almost nearing the end of the show, and then I'll get back to calls because so many people have emailed. Alexandria writes in, please invite on Emily Hanford, the reporter behind the podcast Sold a Story, which delves into how a single erroneous method of learning to read captured our school systems and hobbled a generation or more of Americans' ability to read. It's not just screens and attention spans. An entire generation was never taught to actually read fluently. Wow, I've never heard of this, Alexandria. So thank you. We will definitely look into the podcast Sold a Story and Emily Hanford. It sounds so important and interesting. Thank you for that. Sandy writes, can you do a show about the rise of UTIs? This is urinary tract infections. UTIs have increased by nearly 70% between 1990 and 2019. Last year, I had back surgery, but was infected by a UTI with delusions. ER personnel misdiagnosed me as a psych patient until an ER doctor who received training gave a correct diagnosis. This resulted in weeks in a rehab hospital. I'm hearing more and more elder women that they've been afflicted. Oh my gosh, Sandy. So I have been deep in reading about perimenopause and menopause. I have been listening to so many podcasts and reading books. And I have to take a deep breath because I feel for my mom's generation. Anyone over 65, 70, you did not get the healthcare that you deserved because of a study that was so flawed around perimenopause and hormone replacement therapy. And because of this flawed study, doctors stopped giving hormone replacement therapy to my mom's generation. And the rise in UTIs is directly connected to a decrease in estrogen. And so many doctors are now talking about this and raising hell about this and saying we need to stop not taking women seriously when they come to the doctor and talk about so many issues. And we, what do? We just give them an antidepressant. There's a place for antidepressants, but so many women are dealing with the effects of perimenopause and menopause and have never been treated. And my generation is finally being treated. So I want to do shows about this because UTIs are directly connected to this. And Sandy, so many doctors out there are now saying that women are going into sepsis because they have UTIs. And this deserves so much more attention. You do not need to live with UTIs. There's a cream that you can use, but it's just not being talked about. And this is not, you know, alternative, quote unquote. Nothing wrong with that. But this is Western doctors are talking about this now. Women doctors are talking about this now for the first time. So I sorry to take a lot of time about that, but my mom is dealing with a lot of issues and so many of her friends, and they never got treated. So we're going to do shows about this. So thank you so much, Sandy, for writing in about that. Ron writes, please cover rising anti-Semitism on the left and the right. You have not mentioned that problem yet. Thank you. We'll talk about that, Ron. Also, remember, the Jews will not replace us. Marches that happened under Trump, and he said there are good people on both sides. I was shocked that that did not get more attention. So that's really important also. Alan writes in, why are there so many media programs about food on TV and the radio? As a low-income person, they're beyond my grasp. Thank you for this, Alan. We always try to talk about access to food and what we need, what we can do to increase access to healthy food for low-income people, and we will continue to do that. A lot of people are now saying they do not like the word food desert because it puts blame on people, so we will definitely talk more about these issues. It's so important. Let's see. Timothy writes, death of empathy. Can you please do a show about this? It seems as though everyone's thinking about themselves and nothing is left for others. Thank you for that. Kevin, can you please do shows? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, he's likely a candidate for president in 2028. I'd love to find out what happened to Tim Walz. I feel like when we met Tim Walz, he was one person, and then when he got on the campaign trail, he became a completely different person. It just seems like someone or consultant said, you cannot be the same Tim Walz that you were when you introduced yourself to people. So thank you for that. We will try to bring him on. Jim writes, how much extra funding does KALW News and NPR News need now that there is not federal funding? How much self-censorship has happened in NPR in order to avoid negative attention from our government? If this is an issue, how will loss of federal funding affect that? So the funding has not been cut. The House Republicans voted to cut it, and it's going to the Senate, and we are going to talk about this on Friday. So thank you for that email, Jim. Lynn writes, can you talk about crypto corruption? It's not been covered. Following the money is hugely important. Representatives must be called now to get it to stop this crypto scam. You know, Lynn, we've barely touched crypto on this show. I'll be honest with you. There's so much going on. We just haven't done it. So if you think it's important, we'll look into it. And I understand that it's getting a lot of attention out there. If anybody's got ideas about how we should cover this or you think we should cover this, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Lynn. Howard writes, these are unprecedented times. We have to think outside the box. Our federal system has multiple layers of government. Reagan's war on the federal government has succeeded. They've set out to bankrupt it, and they have. The Civil War established the supremacy of the feds over, quote, states' rights. It might be time to raise that question again. I am more comfortable with California's government than the United States. Could Newsom take command of the national military base in California as Trump has taken command of the National Guard? I doubt it. It'll be interesting to see how different elements in the military would react. I don't know whether this topic's being addressed. The fact that people don't want to ask the question suggests that we should. Thank you. Lots of questions and topics there that we will definitely cover. Even just how the military works at these different levels is a really important thing to look at. So thank you for that, Howard. Let's see. Irene says, oh, she also wants us to cover Medicaid and Medicare. Yes, I brought that one up. Thank you for that. Sarah writes, we've managed COVID because we have very skilled scientists tracking and finding the variants and very good vaccines. What RF Kennedy is doing to science is terrifying. Oh my goodness. We need to do a show about RFK because I know a lot of people who are supporting him because he's talking about the food systems in this country and chronic disease. And at the same time, he's cutting desperately needed funding for research across the board. We are losing so many incredible scientists. Some of these scientists are moving overseas. So we definitely have to do so many shows about this. And be careful out there. A very good friend has a very bad case of COVID. She thinks it's her first case. I'm hearing other people are getting COVID, very bad cases of it. So it's out there again. So thank you for that, Sarah. We will definitely do more shows about this. Kevin, sorry, I did forget the first part of your message because we have so many emails coming in. Kyle Kalinske is a left-wing political commentator and media host. He has a YouTube show, The Kyle Kalinske Show. Thank you for that. Susan writes, your call is a great program. Thank you. There are so many positive impacts to mention. Please do more positive shows. There's good news happening out there to keep our spirits up and to balance the bad news. It's easy to include a headline or a link we can follow up with. Journalism generally focuses on what's broken and wrong. There are a number of amazing stories happening every day. Yes, Susan, and there are so many amazing groups doing great work, and we will definitely bring them on. Thank you for those suggestions. We have a few callers who've been waiting patiently, so let's go back to calls. Let's hear from Ruby in Mill Valley. Hi, Ruby. Thank you for holding.
Hi. I'm so excited. And Rose, when do you sleep? I mean, you're researching and reading constantly. Good for you, and we all benefit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, my question was, why government? Why do we have government? And it was answered in part by a professor at UC Berkeley, Paul Pearson, who co-wrote a book called American Amnesia, How the War on Government Led Us to Forget What Made America Prosper. And it's true. So much of the legislation that's now being overturned or trying to be came under the Nixon years, you know, the EPA, Earth Day, you know, their government solves, supposedly, all the problems that your callers and writers have been talking about. The health issues, the support issues, the caregiving issues. It all goes down to what kind of support do we get from the government for all the money we pay in. We all pay in a huge amount of taxes. What is it, 30% generally of what we are earning go to our government. And it has to come back to support us where it can. Education. I mean, this is all based on government and getting people, policymakers, who will represent us in state legislatures, the House of Representatives, the U.S. House, the Senate. But those people we elect to represent us. And they're the ones that have to make the laws that we all have to follow. And then we have to figure out who's going to police the president. Mm. Who is going to police the president? Is there a police force that can hold him to the fire? I don't know. God. But I think we need to hear from politicians. I think we need to hear from candidates. I think we need to ask them, what is your viewpoint? How do you see fixing the homeless on our streets? How do you see fixing the sewage problems? How do you see cleaning the rivers? How do you see the air quality? How do you see public education? You know, tell me what you're going to do about that or what you think you want to do about that. Because nobody can do everything alone.
Right.
They all have to, and they have to be charismatic. They have to be articulate. They have to be passionate. And they have to tell the truth, for heaven's sake.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much, Ruby. And I love this book. It sounds great. American Amnesia, How the War on Government Led Us to Forget What Made America Prosper. Jacob Hacker and Paul Pearson. Thank you so much, Ruby. We will definitely invite them on soon. I love all your ideas, and thank you for all of your great emails, Ruby. Very important topics to cover. We have just one or two more minutes left. Let's quickly get in Bruce in San Francisco. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Rose. Hey, I just wanted to, you know, I appreciate, I'm part Native American, Ojibwe from Minnesota, and this year is the 50th anniversary of Gay American Indians. They were started in 1975 by Randy Burns, who's a Northern Paiute, and Barbara Mae Cameron, who's a Hunkpapa Lakota. And the Bay Area Two-Spirit, Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirit base is helping to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that organization.
Can you repeat the name of the organization?
Bates, B-A-A-I-T-S, which is the Bay Area American Indian Two-Spirits.
Okay.
And the one that was started in 1975 by Randy Burns and Barbara Mae Cameron was Gay American Indian.
Great. Thank you so much. You know, we talked about the history of Two-Spirit because a lot of people just don't know it. A couple of weeks ago on our show about LGBTQ rights, I would love to have people from Bates on. So thank you so much for calling in. I think this is such an important issue, especially because, in case you haven't heard, here's a New York Times headline. The Supreme Court upholds state ban on trans care for minors. The justices ruled that Tennessee's law, which prohibited some medical treatments for trans youth, did not violate equal protection. This means that a lot more families are going to have to move out of state if they can afford it. And it's so important to talk about Two-Spirit people and tribes just to, you know, learn more about our history. It's so, so important. So thank you for that call, Bruce. And thank you so much for all of the emails and the phone calls. I wrote all of these ideas down. We so appreciate you. Thank you for calling and emailing. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.